Everywhere in the world we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Qinghai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
Wound under here, you can just about see. We're not really sure what happened, whether he hit an electricity cable, and we've stitched up what we can do, but he's doing quite well.
Secret World Wildlife Rescue in Somerset, UK specialises in the rescue, rehabilitation and eventual release of sick, injured and orphaned wild animals. On average, this marvellous group helps over 4,000 of our animal friends each year. Secret World has the distinction of being the only 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week wildlife rescue centre in southwest England. As part of their educational outreach programme, Secret World staff members visit local schools to help children learn about nature and encourage them to protect wildlife. The sanctuary was established in 1992 by Pauline and Derek Kittner, who both care deeply about animals. The wildlife at the centre often need intensive care. Sick animals require regular doses of medicine. Wounded ones may require surgery and dressing changes, and babies need to be fed constantly. In addition, healed animals being prepared for release need food, and all such facilities require regular maintenance. Fortunately, the loving staff and a team of over 600 dedicated volunteers are always willing to help.
We've actually gone up now to 9 animal carers here at Secret World, and that's because we actually have a shift that runs from 8 to 5 and another one that runs from 2 to 10. And there's an emergency service that covers all the way through the night. We have a very, very small turnover of staff, so most of those have actually been with us for at least 5 to 7 years, if not even more. And we're very lucky that we've now been joined by Sarah Cohen, who has been involved with wildlife really for over 20 years herself. And she is a qualified veterinary nurse and has huge experience in wildlife. And although she's only been with us in May, it still has upped the care that we can give animals, and it's really been lovely to see how she has progressed and taught our staff similarly how to do different things. So yeah, we have a stable staffing, and I think that means that you're able to give better quality care.
Moreover, the centre is able to care for a wide range of species due to its expert staff and diverse facilities.
We're very lucky in Somerset. It's actually got a huge variety of wildlife here and a very high concentration too. So we go right from the smallest pipistrelle bat up to the roe and the red deer as well. And that really goes across the species of birds. We do hares, we do rabbits, particularly badgers, foxes. Stoats and weasels sometimes occasionally come in as well. Lots of mice, and as far as we're concerned, it doesn't matter how tiny things are, we believe that they have the right to help if they need our help. And the aim is always to get them back to the wild. And of course, because we're close to the sea, as well as the garden birds and the ordinary birds in the countryside, we get a lot of seabirds as well. And our best things in 2007 was we actually had an albatross. So the variety is absolutely quite incredible.
Because the main goal of Secret World is to ensure that the animals are safe, cared for, and allowed to rehabilitate in an environment that closely simulates their natural habitat, its grounds are rarely open to the public. But when the sanctuary does open its doors, the response is remarkable.
It is a very special place. It's a very old farm. It's over 300 years old. It's got a lovely atmosphere to it. There are only sort of like 19 open days a year. But we have about 20,000 people through on those days.
Over the years, Secret World Wildlife Rescue has built many types of facilities to meet the diverse needs of its animal guests.
We're very lucky that as well as having facilities for veterinary care and for the casualty pens where they need heat and they need support, over the years we've actually been able to build large seclusion pens where we can put buzzards or owls. We've got garden aviaries where we can actually let those birds go once they've had a certain amount of time in the aviaries. And in fact, with the birds, we have aviaries around in different people's gardens so that we can actually involve our volunteers very much with what we do.
Many animals understand and appreciate the fact that the wonderful people at Secret World are there to save their lives and nurture them. The following story illustrates this clearly.
One of the things that we always do here at Secret World is we rescue, we rehabilitate, and then we release. And sometimes it takes a passage of time to do that. But then occasionally you get an incident where we did a year ago where a farmer came and told us that he had two roebucks that were caught by their antlers in some sheep electric netting. And Simon, who is my son, was able to attend and to eventually take the netting off their antlers. And because they were still fine, it was only a matter that they were caught, he was able to just let them go. But what was so fascinating was that the very first one really fought Simon, was really obviously very, very scared of him. And eventually he let him go very carefully because their antlers are very pointed. But the second one, seeing what happened, then stood absolutely still, so that Simon could take the electric fencing off its antlers. And when those sort of things happen and wildlife knows that you're helping them and they show that they know that you're helping them, that really does give you a tingle. It's quite impressive to see.
For their tireless devotion to caring for thousands of wild animals each year, Supreme Master Ching Hai honoured Secret World Wildlife Rescue with the Shining World Compassion Award. Our local association members presented the award to Miss Kidner, along with a beautiful framed letter from Supreme Master Ching Hai, from which the following is an excerpt.
It is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to Secret World Wildlife Rescue the Shining World Compassion Award. Secret World Wildlife Rescue's heart-touching endeavours extend to over 4,000 animals in need each year, providing non-stop nurturing care and rescue services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The scale of this operation speaks volumes about the dedication and loving commitment of your saintly personnel. People who give their utmost to bring new hope, healing and happiness to the blessed animals that come to you. For your outstanding selflessness and uncompromising devotion to the precious animals in your care, for the love and warmth you give them, and for being dedicated and noble role models, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Secret World Wildlife Rescue, with special thanks to Mrs. Pauline Kidner. With great honour, love and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Very much indeed. That's beautiful. It is everybody working together that makes it all happen. Thank you very much indeed.
Secret World also received a selection of Supreme Master Qinghai's DVDs, CDs and books, including her number one international bestsellers, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. In addition, Supreme Master Qinghai made a contribution of £10,000 to Secret World Wildlife Rescue to help further their compassionate endeavors.
I hope the Master Qinghai understands just how much that means to us. The fact that we've been acknowledged for the work that we do is really lovely, and I just know that it's going to lift the spirits of the staff, and obviously the money is going to make such a lot of difference to us. It means that we can carry on helping animals and stopping suffering. Thank you very much.
Approximately 3 weeks after the award presentation, Secret World volunteers rescued over 30 cold and hungry swans from a frozen waterway on the Somerset Levels, an area near the centre. After learning of this wonderful deed, Supreme Master Qinghai generously contributed additional funds in the form of $10,000 to Secret World Wildlife Rescue to further support their compassionate endeavours.
Thank you very much indeed. It means an awful lot, because even from the rescue you can tell that we wouldn't run without volunteers. And some of the volunteers actually went across the river on their stomachs on the ice to get a rope across, and we actually managed to rescue 21 swans on that one day. We literally had swan hot water bottle all the way down the van and all the way back up the other side. And over subsequent days we had a further 13 swans that came in. And we were able to keep them here about 7 to 10 days, feed them up so that they got their condition back again, so they were good and strong. And this award really did make the volunteers and the staff happy, because they felt that they were really being acknowledged for all the work that they do. Please thank the Supreme Master for her kindness. We do appreciate it.
Miss Pauline Kidner and all the staff and volunteers at Secret World Wildlife Rescue, we are deeply grateful for your commitment to safeguarding the lives of wild animals. Through your efforts, you provide shining examples of love and compassion and beautiful role models for the world. May you continue creating a bridge of warm friendship between animals and humans in the years to come. For more details on Secret World Wildlife Rescue, please visit www.secretworld.org. Kind viewers, thank you for joining us on today's program. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be all the noble individuals who save the lives of animals by adopting the organic vegan diet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.